This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to hour number two. As we take you up until 8 o'clock, glad you can be with us on what is going to be a very, very, very impressive week of football, weather permitting. And I do say that with bold comments. I just got a message that they canceled the Columbus Southridge game. Thursday was postponed. Saturday, we sat through three delays, got into the second quarter. Today, they got into the third quarter, and they couldn't play it. This weather is crazy, crazy. Well, let's hope it's going to be good this weekend, because on Friday, FIU and Bethune-Cookman, on Saturday at Hard Rock, the Orange Blossom Classic, Howard and Florida A&M, kind of set the table for the much-anticipated Sunday night game between Miami and Notre Dame. And certainly this has been one of those games that's kind of hard to pick. If you're a Miami fan, obviously, oh, yeah, the Hurricanes are going to beat them. And you remember 5 years ago. Yeah, not so much on either side, because you have so many new faces. Two brand new defensive coordinators. Al Golden is no longer at Notre Dame, and he did a great job. I know it hurts to hear that for a lot of Miami fans, but he did. And then obviously now with Corey Heatherman at Miami, things are different. But somebody who's had that catbird seat and watched it all unfold, Gabby Urrutia from Inside the U and 247 Sports, is kind enough to join us this evening. Gabby, thanks so much. Great, always great seeing you as we do. And, you tell me. I mean, do you know what to expect? I mean, you hang around this team a lot more than anybody else. A lot of new faces. This secondary's completely revamped. We're going against the defending national runner-up at home. And, you know, you'd like to be wishful thinking and say, oh, yeah, Miami's got the edge. But do they?
Yeah, it's interesting, Larry. It's true. There's so much new. There's just so many factors to consider now with the transfer portal and how these rosters look so different year over year. Again, the brand new secondary, four of the five starters in the secondary, if you're including the nickel, all brand new for Miami, a new middle linebacker, a new defensive tackle, two defensive ends that have been around in Ruben Bain and Messidor that haven't really played together very often because of injury or for whatever reason. There's so much new, and it's hard to know exactly what to expect. All I know, Larry, Miami has as good of a roster as they've had during the Mario Cristobal era. Like you mentioned, Notre Dame, the national runner-ups, they have an extremely impressive roster that's loaded at virtually every level of it. So I'm expecting a showdown between two really, really talented teams. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, well, the one thing we do know for sure is Miami's offensive line, and they're as good as advertised. They're probably as deep as they've probably been since the great days, and maybe even deeper in some respects. And then the running game. We don't know a lot about the receivers. I know today that they kind of, you know, pointed out that who's going to be starting, you know, at what position. And certainly Josiah Trader and C.J. Daniels will be the key guys. But what about somebody like Elijah Lofton? Does he enhance this team and give them that, that, you know, you got the running game. Does he kind of spark that passing game a little bit and maybe open things up for some of those younger and new receivers?
I definitely think he gives Miami just another weapon, right? We talk about the pass catchers and how much Miami lost. Elijah Lofton is not Elijah Arroyo. You know, I think it's going to be tough to get that out of the tight end position. But I think the good thing about Elijah Lofton, Larry, is that he's so versatile. He's someone that you can kind of attach to the line of scrimmage, and he can block because he's so strong. You can kind of use him in the backfield, and, you know, he gives you something there. And just different, all the different ways that you can use him and move him around kind of make him like a Swiss Army knife. And they love the way the offense naturally flows through him. He's a guy that just finds a way to make plays. He attracts the ball because of his ability to get open and kind of be a mismatch with his, you know, it's really not a typical, prototypical tight end size. He's probably 6'2" generously. He's probably 240 pounds, so he's a big ball of mass, but he also moves really, really well. So he's someone that I would, if you're a Miami fan, I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch, because you're going to see all the different things that Miami tries to do with him and how he can kind of just keep defenses on their toes with the way that he can beat you from multiple levels. So I know there's a lot of excitement about what Elijah Lofton can unlock in the passing game and really how he can help as a blocker in the run game or even as a ball carrier. So there's a lot that he can do.
No doubt. Defensively, okay, let's go there, because that was the reason why Miami didn't make the playoffs last year or win the ACC, because their defense was just not good, especially in the secondary. They've remedied that. Secondary-wise, they've gotten all like five new faces, plus hopefully, and fingers crossed, a healthier Damian Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You return of O.J. Frederick. The front four, I think, is really good. Everybody wants to continue to want to put Reuben Bain inside. I think he's fine where he's at. You have Akeem Mesidor, who has more snaps than anybody on the team. And he's one of those guys, as you know, is a more mature type of player who's great for the locker room and great for the younger kids. Talk about what you expect out of this defense.
I expect it to be much improved for all of the reasons that you said, Larry. You know, getting Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor back, both those guys trimmed down, leaned up to be able to kind of just be healthier. You know, just kind of, I think that kind of keeps them powerful, keeps them strong, but it also helps them as pass rushers and in all those situations. You got, you know, three really good defensive tackles between Justin Scott, who's a former 5-star. You got David Blay, the big-time transfer out of Louisiana Tech, and Ahmad Moten. And then what they've done, really on the back seven, going out and getting a Mohamed Torrey out of Rutgers. I mean, the program is absolutely buzzing about this kid. What he did at Rutgers in 2023 was really, really impressive. Unfortunately, tore his ACL last fall camp, is fully recovered now, transferred to Miami this spring, and he's been a leader for them on defense. So with the way that he's come into the program and brought just a big time alpha dog type of mentality, and he's been doing awesome things for them. And then on the back end, just, you know, you mentioned OJ Frederick out of St. Thomas, you know, you got Xavier Lucas opposite of him out of American Heritage that, you know, went to Wisconsin, transferred back over here. They're expecting huge things from him. And I think the safety room is going to be better year over year too, with Jacoby Thomas and Zechariah Poyser. Again, these are all new names, people we haven't really seen play together, but I think the feel around the program is that these guys are ready to roll, and I'm excited to see all of them. And then even Keontae Scott, who's a veteran who played 3 years at Auburn, was also a top punt returner at Auburn. He brings something different to the nickel too, and they think that he's going to help them a ton, whether it's covering slot receivers or even in run support. So I think Miami got older, they got better, and I think they allocated a lot of resources to fix this defense, and I think that they did a good job of doing it. I expect it to be way more talented.
Yeah, no doubt. Gabby Arudia joins us inside the U and also the 247 Network. What about, and I know it's kind of a crazy subject, but Miami's been spoiled the last 5 years with their kicking game. Now you have a Bert Auburn that comes in with a lot of ability, but inconsistent. You also have Carter Davis, who's got a strong leg on kicks. You still return Dylan Joyce as a punter. What are we thinking? If this thing comes down to a field goal with no time left, are we nervous or are we confident?
Yeah, I think maybe we're still nervous, right? Because we're not seeing this. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, the story on Bert Auburn is just how the college football playoff ended at Texas. You know, of course, moments that he would love to have back. Miami was confident in their ability to bring him into the program and start the rewiring and just reinstilling confidence in him. He's still competing with Carter Davis, like you mentioned, Larry, and we'll see what the result of that is. Miami hasn't formally announced a starting kicker, so those two are still very much working on it. So the kicking game, for the first time in quite some time after the Borgalis brothers' tenures, is going to be a question mark. I just don't, until we're in a situation like that, Larry, which I think on Sunday we'll find out, because if it's a tight game the way we expect, the kicking game's going to matter a lot. So we'll see who Miami trots out there, and we'll see if they've kind of, if it's Bert Auburn, if how he's kind of getting back into rhythm. Because a couple years ago, he made more kicks, more field goal kicks than anyone in the country. I don't think people realize that. I think it's the 2023 season, led the nation in made field goals. So the talent is definitely there. And then Carter Davis, almost no experience opposite, but again, big legs. So there's definitely question mark there, and it's going to be a super important facet of the game that we need to really pin down and kind of have answers to. But again, we'll find out soon.
We know. And the one thing, too, is kickoffs. We have a guy in Keelan Marion has shown what he can do. He's proven at the college level. I think we had all that anticipation for Chris Johnson because he ran the 4.25 and he was fast.
Right.
But I think in Keelan Marion as a kick returner and maybe even a punt returner with Ray Joseph, you never know how they could break a game open because of the fact that they know how to read the wedge. And that's the one thing that Chris Johnson and we kind of kidded in the press box every year. He get the ball at the goal line and sprint 30 yards into somebody's back. I don't think you're going to see that with Keelan Marion because I think he knows how to read. On the overall, I'm with you. The talent's there. You know, even though we have a quarterback that hasn't taken a snap in a while, but everybody kind of knows that Carson Beck, especially with the offensive line, especially with the running game, I think is going to get eased back into it. And certainly I expect a great season ahead for Miami. This is going to be a big one. I can't say enough, and I know that you've been there every step of the way watching this unfold. I know you're as anxious as anybody else. Let everybody know how they could follow you on your social media and also on the website, because I know this week's going to be loaded with stories.
Absolutely, yeah. You can find us at InsideTheU.com. We're the Miami site on the 24/7 Sports Network. And you can follow me on X at GabbyUrudia247. Again, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to Sunday, Larry, and I'm sure I'll see you up there in the press box and looking forward to seeing how this all plays out.
Yes, we will. Don't eat all the pulled pork, but we will we'll see you up there. By the way, you're looking great. Congratulations on being healthy, and I know your kids and your wife appreciate you more than anything. Gabby, we'll see you on
Thank
Sunday.
You, Larry.
Thanks, man. All right,
sure.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yep. Gabby, you too. Gabby Arudia from Inside the U does a great job. If you follow him on his social media, he's on top of everything. And that's what you want. You want valid things. You don't want to just start reading things that when people don't know anything, they make up stuff and it makes everybody look crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.